is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. We're not taking any bad texts today, though, so if you're a troll, don't bother.
Well, we take average texts.
Yeah, we get plenty of average texts, but just, you know, stupid ones are not getting read today. And if you're on the Twitch channel, then you can get on there and chat. Missed the first hour, kind of shut down Rona heavy because, frankly, that's what we're about to be dealing with, we think. And the whole school issue, I think, is also one that deserves some discussion. And there's no sports to talk about right now. But we did ask to talk to some teachers, and we've had a couple call. But let's go to Sarah because I want to get her perspective on it. What's up, Sarah?
Hey. So I teach pre-K. So my kids are 4 and 5 years old. And my biggest issue is just from a logistical standpoint. If they're wanting to keep people 6 feet apart and wearing masks and washing hands, 4 and 5 year olds really can't do that. And rather than teaching, I'm going to be trying to keep these kids away from each other and supervising hand washing and dealing with materials. So that's kind of my main issue with it.
And how many of the kids that you teach, like percentage-wise, would you say their kids are going to school, to pre-K, really so the as child care? Like, how many parents are needing you to watch their kids during the day?
Well, I would say that a lot of my parents, some of them see it as school, but a lot of them do see it as free child care, and it is. I work in a Head Start center, so a lot of the families that we service are low income. And I mean, personally, if I was in that situation and I needed to work and I didn't have money for a daycare, I would go with Head Start, especially since we're more academically driven than a lot of other programs. So, I mean, realistically, if we give our parents the choice of whether to send their kids in or not, obviously, if they have to work, they're going to send them in.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, normally I have 20 kids. I feel like if we give them the choice, I'm probably going to have like 75% come in.
And it's tough for, I mean, like kids are kind of gross to begin with. Like those are, that's, that age of kid is already a little bit disgusting. I mean, like.
I'll pee on the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, and at that age, she's right. It's going to be hard to keep them apart, much
it
less
is.
Try
that's
to teach
like,
them anything.
I mean, she's basically wrangling. That's rough.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to hear from a teacher, just if you have to split things up where half your students are in class and half are online, how much more work does that create? Logistically, how do you do that? I'm just kind of curious if someone can answer that one for me. NASA Nerd says, if we send a raven, does Fred's wife sanitize the message? That's AJ's wife that does
that. It's my wife that does that.
Although mine's really careful, too, because she is, at her job, she's like one of the few people that they have to have in the building. So she's really nervous about getting it. So she's been very careful. And, but yeah. And it's funny because they were just starting to let people back in her building and now they're going to shut it off again. But on her floor there's only 3 people and she maybe comes into contact with 2 a day, but she also has to sign checks,
right?
Which kind of old school that people still have to do that. But but yeah, she wasn't happy with me when I had to lock down because, you know, she knows how important it is for her to be in the office right now. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. And somebody says, please ask the next teacher that's uncomfortable going back to work, are they willing to give up pay? Why should any tax dollars be spent for teachers that won't go to work? I honestly can't get too worked up about that if they decide not to go back to work, because I've seen how much these guys get paid to begin with. And you know what? If, and it's not about not going back to work. Most of them, they're just most of them were teaching online.
Yeah.
They're still doing their job. So, and so I said, I think they should give priority to parents working household or single parent that has to go to work if they're going to limit classroom sizes. I would agree with that. But that's also a hard thing to legislate. I mean, do you have to interview every family to find out who does what?
Yeah, and I mean, they don't who's forcing that to be disclosed?
Yeah, I mean, and 979 says, I think they'd have to split the teachers between in-class and online, especially if the classes are smaller. I don't know if you have enough. If the classes are smaller, yeah, you could do it. But I don't know if you have enough teachers to do that. I don't know. I find it very fascinating that and the teachers aren't the only ones who are being asked to go back into work. You know, there were a lot of wait staff and bartenders that really weren't comfortable yet, and I'm sure that they weren't too comfortable when people came in there without masks.
Yeah,
but they had to work because otherwise they couldn't afford not to. And I think that's been the thing that kind of bothers me the most about this whole deal, is that some people don't have that choice. And that's why I don't want to hear another athlete whine about another thing ever, because they have the choice. And if they don't want to play, they don't have to. If they don't want to participate, they don't have to. And I totally respect their decision to do that. But a lot of people aren't in that position.
Most people aren't in that position.
No, I would say 95% of the population isn't in that position. 832 says that Texas should be shame belled. The teachers are already underpaid, and we pay so much school tax, pretty sure they have plenty of money put up. Yeah, if you want to get into where your tax dollars are going, go look at how mismanaged a lot of these districts are that have nothing to do with teachers. And you know, my experience teaching was at the college level, but even then, some of the things they spent money on, they came to me and said, oh, you have to spend to your budget or we'll lose that money. I said, we don't need to spend that money. I mean, there's no point. And yeah, that's not what your beef should be like.
What if instead of you want to save the money, keep paying the teachers, but every politician, as long as the city shut down, well, do your job without pay.
Yeah, Sylvester.
You're the one who's calling for the shutdown. You don't get paid.
That's a good idea, Sylvester. How about you not take pay while we're shut down?
Then they would just steal.
Well, like they don't anyway.
Right, but I mean, yeah, but now
I don't believe Maslina does, but I think everybody else does.
I bet if Maslina wasn't getting a paycheck, she would.
I get the impression she's probably okay. I think she's probably got money.
I mean, yeah, because she's a politician.
Well, of course, she's only 29, so she couldn't have got it from, I don't know. Why do NBA players get tested every day, but teachers won't get tested at all?
Because the NBA is paying for it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's money. You have money, guess what? Boom. That's life.
And you can't really hate on the NBA for testing their players because that's their business.
Yeah.
You know? That's like when I heard when the NBA, when they said they were going to get those rings that kind of keeps track of your temperature changes and things like that and your vitals. And they're like, well, how come they can have this for NBA players but not for our soldiers? I was like, it's available. It's just, does the U.S. government want to pay for that for all their soldiers? No, they don't. Does the NBA want to pay for it for their, you know, what is it, 150 guys that they've got, 200 guys? Yeah. They probably do because it's going to make them, you know, millions of dollars.
Let's try Chase. What's up, Chase?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
I'm just going to talk about, you said, you know, I heard the other caller that texted about the teachers aren't going back to work, we're going to pay them. My wife is a special ed teacher up here in Humble, and whenever they're doing working from home, she works about three times as hard as she would in a classroom. You know, especially for these special ed kids, they have a lot of accommodations and different things that you have to do for them. And to not be face-to-face, it makes it a lot more challenging.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, you know, she had a staff meeting yesterday, and at the beginning of the meeting, they were talking about, you know, they might be opened up for in-person learning. And then an hour later, that plan is completely out the window. Teachers are supposed to report back in 2.5 weeks, and they have no idea what to do. So, as far as you know, let's just not pay anybody. I don't agree with that at all.
That's being a viable option.
Yeah, that's one. I mean, that's a perspective, and I felt it was worth sharing, even though I think it's a perspective most of us disagree with. Giants Bane said, also give a little bit of a different perspective. I just finished college to become a teacher, and now I'm holding off on finding a job because of all the COVID calamity. And then I saw somebody else texted that a lot of older teachers are retiring rather than deal with this, which could create a massive teacher shortage. I understand both those perspectives.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, if you don't need to work, then why go get into a job where it's very uncertain in terms of how you're going to have to do it? That's not a great way to start your career. So I don't blame you at all, Giants Bane. Clint. What's up, Clint?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? Sports today.
Sports to you.
Hello?
Hello, sports.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, yeah. I've been a high school coach and teacher for 27 years. The last half of last year was the most miserable. I mean, we worked and worked and worked trying to get kids to do online classes. It is extremely difficult. I mean, for somebody to say the teacher doesn't get paid for that, I don't think they understand really what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who's not a teacher probably doesn't have that perspective. And my brother's wife is a teacher and a coach, and she's worked basically this entire summer in preparation for what next year is going to be like, because she knows that she's going to have to do extra work. So instead of taking the summer off like teachers normally would, she's really not taking the summer off. She's just been preparing for next season or next year.
832, my wife's a teacher, and the amount of work she'll have to do for a hybrid class will be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even if it goes strictly online, she has to do a whole new set of lesson plans for the semester. A lot of her lessons are driven by student interaction. I hate people that think teachers will get off easy. Yeah, I there are people out there who think that. That's kind of why I wanted to bring that up, to just so you guys could know that those idiots are out there, and kind of tell them, hey, you know. And 5:13, that's late in the day for you. Of course, you just...
I haven't cracked my energy drink yet.
Well, then that's pretty good considering you haven't cranked your energy drink.
I did have an iced tea today, but usually iced tea doesn't get me gassy.
But yeah, you know, my brother's a principal, and he's taught for years, and so... You know, this. I've been a teacher. It is something that's close to me, and but it's different. Anytime you have something like this, where it's a pandemic, it's something we've never faced before, and I think teachers have it hard enough as it is. And now we're going to be asking them to do something, and besides the decisions that you guys make on your kids, it can affect you if you've got a 70-year-old grandmother living with you. Do you want to send the kids out? Because even if you don't worry about your kids, aren't you going to worry about them bringing it back to them?
Yeah.
Take a quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. They just keep breaking the threads.
Not holding down just the head. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody knows, why doesn't anyone bring up the mayor's little male assistant? He was paying $90,000 on the side for who knows what under the table.
Yeah, people forgot about that.
Yeah. Because it's a two-year-old story and he screwed up enough stuff since then for us to rip him for.
That's your boy, though.
Who?
Sly.
No. No.
You voted for him. You had him on our show.
The first time. Okay. And then he lied to the firefighters. I've been 100% transparent about this. I supported the guy the first time because he said he wasn't going to touch the firefighters' pensions. And then he basically tried to screw him over as soon as he got elected. He lied. And I did not vote for him last time. And I will not vote for him again. And I don't like a lot of things he's done since. He has done some good things, as all of them do. They do some good things, they do some bad. But I have been anti-Turner since the whole firefighter thing. I remain that way. And that's why I don't trust politicians and I don't like politicians. Because he ran on one thing, and that was the thing that I got my vote in for and supported him and told people to go vote for him and probably helped the guy get elected. And then he totally flipped. So...
Well, I've talked about it before. The last time I voted for, in a presidential election for a non-third party, I voted for Obama the first time he ran because he said he was going to get all the troops out. And out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh, well, that's what I want. And so I was like, you know what? If he says he's going to get them out, cool. 4 years later, it's the exact same amount of troops were in Afghanistan. And yeah. I was like, well, I'm not voting for you again. Sorry, bro. You lied.
This whole thing was, oh, by 2015, they'll be out of there.
You lied. So
that and his,
girl, bye.
His drone strike stuff against civilians, which I had a real problem with, that totally changed how I felt about the guy. And that's the thing. And I think we should judge people on what they do.
And you're allowed to change your mind about someone. Like, if you vote for someone and they don't do what you believe that you voted them in to do, then you should be able to change your mind and not be shamed over it. Astros Dustin says, hey, AJ, teachers would probably be happy to give up their income and get that $1,100 a week of unemployment. Probably be a nice raise for them since they're grossly underpaid. That's actually true.
Yeah, it
I
is
mean,
true.
Most teachers would make more if they were on unemployment.
Yeah, but I don't think they would gladly do it. I think most teachers do the.
They teach because they want to teach.
Yeah. And you know, and that's who's influencing our next generation here, and I think they enjoy doing that. Here's one for you. Teacher here, my district says if I catch a Rona while at work, they'll give me 10 sick days. But if I catch it outside of work, I have to use my own sick days. How do they make that determination? How long before they start rejecting legit claims like some evil insurance company? That's a tough one. I mean, unless you can actually trace it, and they can trace a lot of it. And somebody else said no one's discussing the physiological effects this might have on the kids either. They're forced to distance from their friends right in front of them. If a teacher gets sick, they may fear the worst. I mean, there's a lot of that.
But it's also, I mean, it's social stunting, you know, it's kids are already like, and this may just be me being an old person, but because kids now rarely interact face to face, everything's via text or something like that. Kids are having less and less regular interactions with other kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how.
Well, they're already doing that anyway. I mean, everything, they play games online, and that's how they communicate.
Yeah.
And so we've
they don't
already.
Go outside and play with their friends.
No, and that's one thing I really respect about what you've been doing with your kids, getting them out playing baseball and keeping them, you know, doing that all the time. There's a lot of kids that aren't doing that. Now you start taking that away from the kids who are doing it. I don't think it's good. I don't think there's any way that's a positive. Pat in the 409 says, I hope people realize that the mask doesn't help if you can't stop personal contact. I still see too many people hugging and getting close to people.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, and hey, man, as much as we've been pro-mask all along, that by itself doesn't do it. And you have to do the other stuff. And if we would all just do the other stuff, I think we'd be fine and we'd be able to go out to bars again and drink with our friends. Jay Sager says, who thinks we won't even hear about COVID after the election? I know that's been going around Twitter. We're still going to be hearing about it. It's still going to be going on. I know conspiracy theory guys like, oh, this is just all about the election. It's not. That's just one of those Twitter takes that everybody's running with. What substitute teacher is going to want to sub for $90 a day and possibly catch the Rona?
None.
Yeah.
And that may be a thing where, oh, a teacher's sick. Well, nobody's coming in today.
And I don't even know why we care about the election. Trump's getting reelected. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. So, although I know the runoff election is today. Could Senator Royce West please stop texting me during the show to go vote in the runoff election?
It's funny. Sly just tweeted out support for him about 20 minutes ago saying, hey, you only got a couple hours left. Go out and vote for my guy, Royce West.
Between Emmett Smith and Sly, I did not vote in this runoff, which is rare for me because usually local elections I'm all over. But I thought I didn't even realize it. Even though I've been getting texts from him, I didn't realize it was today until about an hour before the show, and there's no way I was going to go get my vote in then. So, and Grim Jow talking about Turner is like he was real petty after people approved the vote in favor of the firefighters. Yeah, that was the other thing. It's the people spoke. This is a thing that always irritates me. If you turn something over to the people, people get a chance to vote on it. They vote overwhelmingly for something. And then you basically say, oh, no, I'm smarter than the people. We're going to take this to court. We're going to fight it. And he wouldn't even put it on the ballot because he knew it would win. And then when it did get on the ballot and won, he did everything he could to stop it. And yeah, I'm sorry, I just don't respect that. And if I'm in politics and the people vote on something that I disagree with, and it's that overwhelming, you know what? Guess what I'm going to do? Say, hey, guys, I disagreed with you, but this is how you voted. I am going to enforce it.
Yeah.
Because the will of the people is supposed to be what it is, not the will of one man. So going to have a whole generation of Tuesday texters with the new COVID education system. Hard to really learn when you aren't in person. Yeah, I'm interested to see how, because my as of now, Penn State's planning to have students on campus, I think September 1st. I'm really curious to see how that goes when my daughter goes up there. Now, I don't know how bad it is right now, but and she was planning to be, she was going to move up there even if it was online, just to kind of, because she wanted to be part of the community. So what happens if you get 2 weeks in and suddenly you have to send all these kids home? I think there's just a lot that can happen. 832, I'm a UPS driver and was told by the Houston Health Department I had possible contact with someone positive. That sucks. But
my UPS driver is like the most careful dude. He's like, he's not even bringing stuff to my front porch now. He's leaving it on the sidewalk that goes from my driveway to the front porch and not ringing the doorbell. And you know what? I'm cool with that. I mean, my doorbell lets me know when someone's there anyway, so I don't need him to go touch my doorbell. It's all good. But, yeah, the UPS guys seem like they're being super
safe. Amazon people, FedEx, yeah, they're being, you know, they've all got gloves. 832, isn't Fred the one that said this wasn't a big deal at the beginning and making fun of AJ for making it a thing? Sometimes it's okay to just say you don't know. Guess what? Everybody, there were a lot of people who didn't know, and guess what? As you get more information, you change your opinion. And my opinion still hasn't changed that much, frankly. I still don't think we should be shutting stuff down. I'm fine with social distancing and taking all the precautions, but no, I don't think we should have shut stuff down. And there were doctors saying exactly that. And for most people, it isn't a big deal. But for the ones that it is a big deal, okay. So yeah, I mean, if you're trying to throw the hypocrite card at me again, it goes back to what we've talked about. As you get more information, if you don't change your opinion, then you're an idiot. And in this case, I think there's been a lot of overreaction, but I also don't blame the people who are overreacting. Although I think at this point, you know, when you're getting hospital beds overrun, that's something else. World's about to end. I'm headed to Costa Rica to bang as many chicks as I can on vacation. With no condom. See y'all later.
Well, don't do that.
What if it doesn't end?
Not wise, guys.
Mm. Although, what are the child support laws in Costa Rica like? I mean, they might not. If they don't have many, then
yeah,
you know, as long as you don't come back itching and burning.
But yeah, I think I wouldn't do that. Just invest in the condoms, just in case we all survive. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's what I represent until my next death, but I prefer to call it a transference of flesh, as my essence is eternal, hopping from body to body until my spirit's path meets its end, and I'm called home to the source.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
If you need to sell...
Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Efforting Jerome, he was here and been dropped, but we'll get him back. Straight Pepper says, Fred, we need you in office. Come on, man. You got plenty of leading left. It's not going to happen. If I came really close to running last time. I had people who wanted to back me. I had a lot of support for it. It just, I wasn't ready at the time. I was having too much fun doing this and was too busy with my real job. And I do have some other stuff in me. I think I have one career left. That ain't going to be it. Jerome could run. What's up, Jerome?
Wait a minute, what's not going to be it? You're not going to do porn anymore?
No, he's done with that. He's done with that life.
Yeah, I've moved on. I've moved on.
Did I come in at the wrong part of the conversation?
No, we were just talking about running for office, as much as I dislike our mayor. So I think maybe you should run.
Oh, please. No, I tissue politics. Man, please. I can't play that game. That's
you've been playing politics in that job your entire life. You'd be great at it.
No. I would tell people what I thought, and that would not go over well.
Some people would actually appreciate that.
Yeah. The people that appreciate it wouldn't be the ones who would have anything. They wouldn't want to be around me. I put it like that. So, what I would like to do, though, I wouldn't want to be a politician, but I'd love to, to be like, at the head table at a city council meeting, so I can just go off on everybody sitting there with me. Not like the crazy people. Sorry, people. The crazy people who show up.
Oh, podium guy.
Not that crazy person. I'm talking about the crazy people. I'd be on the other side going, yeah, that's right. No, give him more time. Let the crazy podium guy talk. That's what I'm saying. As opposed to usually the people on the other side of the desk are trying to get the guy off the podium. I want the guy on the podium to go on,
Listen, I realize those guys have a tough job. I just don't respect people who outright lie and get elected on one thing and then totally flip as soon as they get elected. So that's just me.
But that's how they get elected. That's why I say I can't do it, because I cannot tell a lie. I did not chop down that cherry tree. Yeah. I did not touch that. I did not touch that cherry tree.
Hey. That'll really get you in trouble these days. So what?
Y'all are sick people, man.
Of course we are. How do you think we got this job? So what are you up to these days, my man?
I've been trying to get some stuff today. I hadn't gotten it, so I'm going to do one of those, manufactured jobs today. But no, with all of the announcements, I'm sure you guys may have mentioned it already, with all the stadium announcements of limiting seating, and the Patriots said today that Gillette's going to be at 20%, I guess. The Eagles, the city said they're not allowing any gathering of people over 50 at a public property until February or something. That would mean no Eagles games, I would think. So I'm trying to find out when the city of Houston / county, Harris County Sports Authority, whomever, is going to make a call on, NRG and Minute Maid, et cetera. And they were like, oh, yeah, cool, call. And then now they've been dodging me for the last couple hours.
Well, yeah, the Jaguars are going to be the only team that's able to play if that's the rules. It's
The Jaguars announced Friday that their stadium is going to be capped at 25%, which is almost a sellout for them.
Right, yeah.
But it does have
to. I just made that one up, too. That's pretty good.
They're going to have to take a tarp off to get to 25%.
Yeah, exactly. But it does have to be tough for them because, realistically, they don't know about November or September right now. And if you make a decision now when it's at its absolute worst, then you're just going to say, well, no fans for however long. But, all that could change in 3 weeks, a month. We don't really know, so I don't blame them for not getting back to you, because any answer they give you say, well, as of now, well, that could change.
Right. Yeah, and I wasn't expecting to be too definitive, but but the thing is, they have to make these plans well in advance in some sense, too. And I'm with you. I think these things could change rather quickly. I do know this. If you remember a few years ago, I know you guys remember well, you couldn't give away Astros tickets, right?
Right.
Well, coronavirus, COVID-19, this whole global pandemic, whatever, I guarantee you if they put tickets on sale, they would sell a whole bunch of them. If they gave them away free, it would be standing room only, because there would be enough people who would want to go to watch these games. So there's going to be pressure on the politicians to ease the restrictions, whether these restrictions are working or not, whether they save lives or not. The pressure is on. There are people who want to go, and there are people who want them to go, as in the owners of these teams.
Well, we already know Jim Crane's take on it. He needs to sell beer.
So. Well, he didn't say he needs to sell beer. He needs you to buy beer. That's huge. That's not the same thing.
Oh, okay.
and caps and shirts. And,
yeah, yeah.
And overpriced meat that they sell around
there. And giant
there.
Foam fingers.
Yeah, no, but the beer is ridiculously priced there. They're like, it's like $1 an ounce. It's like $16 for a 16-ounce.
Oh, I'm well aware, Jerome.
I was not really aware until, because I've been kind of fortunate. I've been in the free beer section for quite a while until last year. I looked up. I was like, wait a minute, how much are y'all charging people for this?
Yeah, that's why when we were going to Roughneck games, we developed the go to the bar and get totally trashed before you go, and then have a couple beers when you get there. Of course, that would still turn into a bunch of beers. But same thing with Astros games, because if you go and I think just between me and the wife, we spent like $170 in beer the last Astros game we went to.
It really is ridiculous. I mean, and I know there's a mathematical formula that says you charge what you can get for it. But come on, I mean, you know, let's not just gouge people because you can, or people are dumb enough to pay it. It's different if it's a strip club. Like, hey, people pay extra because of the surroundings. Do you really pay extra for beer to be at a baseball game? Yeah. They're encouraging people to be at home and watch stuff on TV if they keep that up.
Yeah, but that's every sport. I mean, go look at NRG's prices, and even at Tadeku, the prices for the beer are too high. But you know what? If you're going to a game, I don't whine about it because I expect to have to pay too much. But yeah,
right.
And especially at UH, it's like, go ahead and sell as much beer as you can, guys, because you know you need to pay better players.
But how do people get so drunk at these games as much as they charge? I would rather go to the Masters and just deal with the racism, but get the drinks and stuff at a regular, ordinary, you know, 19.
So we don't sell alcohol to you, sir.
I can deal with 1930s racism and prices. I'll deal with it, you know? That is, I mean, people that don't know, at Augusta, I mean, they charge, you know, like a beer is like $1.50, and, you know, it's fascinating how they will make America great again at Augusta. But it's fun. I'm not going to complain. Yeah. At all.
I can tell you how you get drunk at those games, especially UH games. You go and you tailgate with your alcohol first, so you're already pretty much there, and then you get there and you're drunk enough that it's like, oh, I'll have another beer, and you spend too much money on beer. So that's that. I mean, I've heard that's how it happens. I just want to
See, I went from the student where you carried your own and you snuck it in, and that was part of the thrill of going to the game, of sneaking it all inside with you. And then I'm like, I'm an adult. I'm not sneaking drinks into a place, you know? And then I'm like, hey, I make enough money to pay for this, but I'm not going to get a loan to buy drinks at Minute Maid. That's just silly. And I do think it affects, you know, the type of crowd that you draw. But Houston's a big enough city that you can get enough weasels in there who don't mind paying $20 for a couple of beers. But now for a beer, not a couple.
What were your thoughts on Russ testing positive? Do you think that impacts the Rockets' chances should they play?
Yeah, it almost has to. I mean, not almost has to. You don't know, but it very well could. Because, I mean, from the people I know who've had it, the odds of Russ dying, okay, come on, not going to happen. But when will he be back to 100%? Will he be dealing with some kind of repercussions from this going forward? There's no way to know. But we do know that this guy depends so much on his 100% physicality, the ability to be stronger, faster, for longer than anybody else in the NBA, basically. That's his only move. You know, that's his sky hook. Is he can go longer, faster, and stronger than basically every player on the court. You can't tell me that having something that affects him physically for a couple of weeks or a week, or it could be longer, is not going to be an issue when it gets back onto the court here and they're trying to make a run for it. It's very likely it's going to be an issue, you know? I mean, it might not be, but if it is, it's going to hurt. And the same thing with Harden. If Harden is indeed, didn't I joke about Harden on that last week?
Yeah, you did. And you're right. He's got it, I'm sure. But look, the flip side of it is, if it doesn't affect him that much, as it hasn't for most people who are in shape, isn't it better that he's got it out of the way now? I mean, what happens if you're headed to the finals and LeBron gets it and can't play?
Now that's just a given. I mean, it's, you know, anyone who comes down with it, especially with the paranoia that the teams and leagues are instituting on anyone who contracts it. Yeah, that may determine who wins or loses this thing. And believe me, I think people need to be extremely cautious. I think the leagues are overdoing it. Like the Astros today, and I don't know all of the specifics, but I do know Springer didn't practice because his test results from Sunday or whatever weren't back yet, right? Well, if you're going to pull every person from everything just because a test result isn't back, you're creating problems that might not be there. But you're avoiding, you know, a guy testing positive and you didn't know it until you got the results back too. But what are the odds of that? I just think it's different if you pull a guy out of practice or out of games who either has tested positive or he's been around someone who has tested positive versus just we haven't gotten the results back yet. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to hold it to that standard, anything could happen. I mean, you know, you could have guys who play off games and they're like, well, he can't play tonight. And it's game six. You know, a pivotal game, and that's the game he misses, and then you turn out 2 days later, well, he didn't test positive or he had a false positive, but it cost the team a playoff series or something. So it's going to be flipping coins all over the place.
Well, it's interesting with baseball because there was a day, I think last week, where the entire team had to take a day off because they hadn't got their tests, and I just wonder if baseball's testing is where it needs to be if you're having to take days off like this.
Well, the thing is, the league put out statements today saying, no, the place that they're using is top of the line. They're funding that place, and they're turning tests around faster than can be turned around anywhere. And they almost said, you know, kind of read between the lines. They're like, well, it's on the Astros if they decide not to have a guy practice because of the returning tests, because it's still within the 24-hour window. You know, and the place where Major League Baseball is using in Utah, I believe they built the place basically, or they funded what they're doing at the place. So they're going to, of course, stand up for their own facility in that sense and how much money they're spending to do it. I think the pro leagues are getting the best available testing that is out there. And they're going to continue to get it because they're going to pay for it to do it. I'm just wondering if they're not overdoing it in terms of the reaction of what they get from it. I mean, the bubble in Orlando for the NBA, don't you think it's a bit much? But if they didn't do it and the whole team came down with it, we'd be saying they didn't do enough. So I don't blame them for doing it, but it's still a bit much.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can read him in the Houston Chronicle. You can hear him here on Sunday mornings. You can see him on Houston Sports Show on Channel 2. Pretty much the star of stage and screen for the entire city. Jerome, always a pleasure, my man. Stay Rona free, and we'll see who you put it on next week. Since
hey, man,
you got Harden.
It's not me. It's just people I'm talking about that get it. You know, I'm cool. I'm staying at home. I'm safe. You know, strip clubs are closed. I'm safe.
All right, buddy. we'll talk to you next
later.
Week. All right. Quick break. See your girl, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has been hospitalized.
I did.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I got talking to Braddock out there. It's my... That was close. 713-780-ESPN. Braddock and Patrick Creighton tonight at 7 o'clock.
On a, normally on a Tuesday, we've got Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters, programming note, Soccer Matters will air on Thursday this week. So,
is Glenn still reeling from his 3-3 draw last
night? I don't think so. Glenn yesterday gave me a call, and he was having he had his router replaced at his house. So Glenn doesn't leave his house.
No.
So he's been working from home all day, ever since this whole thing kicked off. So with his router being broken, it was going to be replaced by today. He just preferred to skip a day or change days this week.
Okay. Yeah, he was calling your Dynamo game last night. All right, let's
from home, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think
it's weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of times I think road games they did from in studio as it was, and he's done a lot of that with soccer. There's a lot of things that actually that you'd be surprised that guys are not actually at the game. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we go to Ireland.
Ireland.
Where did your kids ever get into Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, I think they're too young for that.
Yeah, it's
Pokemon, but not Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, Pokemon kind of is like leads into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay.
So they'll probably do it soon. My son, of course, huge Pokemon guy, and then he just loved Yu-Gi-Oh, and we used to play this card game all the time. But at some point, you grow out of it, right? He doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, not this Irish man who's applying for a Guinness World Record after getting 34 different tattoos based on Yu-Gi-Oh.
All right.
I wonder if Braddock's going to get tattoos for all those pops that he has.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Braddock that's his retirement plan.
Well,
and if he spent the money getting them tattooed on him,
goes his retirement.
There goes his, that's the money that he's going to make off those things. So yeah, Braddock
but then he can sell his skin.
I don't think it works that way.
Oh, okay.
That would, yeah. But Braddock, those toys are Braddock's 401k from what I understand.
Part of that. One of those series I was watching is like the Nazis actually sold art based on tattoos they cut off of dead bodies.
Ew.
I mean, really. But he decided after getting one Yu-Gi-Oh card on him, he should just keep going. And he's currently on 34.
All right.
So
how many Yu-Gi-Oh characters are there?
Oh, there's...
Is it like Pokemon where there's like 200?
I don't know exactly, but there's a bunch. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. If you've gone that far, just go for the gusto, man. Finish your collection.
Alfredo does say Yu-Gi-Oh artwork is super freaking dope. Yeah.
I don't know if it's characters, because there's probably some like action cards, but apparently there's a total of 21,799 cards.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay.
And I remember we played this game, and there was one basically infinity card. It was just like Thanos' snap, and somehow my son always had it. And it didn't matter. I'd be winning and winning and winning, and all of a sudden, oh, plays that card, I lose.
You know you can preserve people's skin now, like when they die.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Like, nope. You can take somebody's tattoo and have them like press it into a frame.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
832, virgins get tattoos. Oh. Let's squeeze Shannon on real quick. What's up, Shannon?
Sports,
Shannon.
Well, let's do the what-if game. If Harden does have the Rona, can you really, I mean, are we going to be feeling real sorry for the CDC person that has to do the contact tracing? I mean, just the letter C for Harden is going to be hard because it's going to be like Cinnamon, Chastity, Cherry. All those people are going to have to be traced back to Harden to see if they have the Rona.
I see what you did there, Shannon. Yeah. And we don't know for sure if James has the Rona.
No, we do know Westbrook does. Because he came out and said it. Or at least somebody did.
Let's just be serious. For a guy, like for James Harden truthers, like Jason Braddock, Russ getting the Rona is probably the best thing that could have happened. Because now when James doesn't win a title, you could say, because Russ got coronavirus. Just like Chris Paul's hamstring. Russ got coronavirus. It's all like it's a built-in excuse, which is what they need. So
Russ is going to be 100%. Harden's going to be 100%. And they're going to win this thing because every team they play, the key player is going to get the Rona all the way to the finals.
I don't think so.
And we'll be saying, okay, yeah, they won, but... And Jason will be like, I told you he was going to win a title.
Okay, superstar most likely to leave Disney World to get a lap dance.
LeBron.
What are the odds, though, that when Russ started feeling symptoms, James went and just sat right next to him and breathed in all of his air just so they get it at the same time to hopefully be ready to go by the time it hits the playoffs?
No, he might have gone and sat next to the same stripper and had her do it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you got to have a middle person, Cinnamon. All right. I got to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave. And Lawyer Dave is here. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I am still kicking it here at work, waiting on you to buy me drinks someplace.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, all the places
where are you going to do that? Yeah.
All the places where we go are shut down, yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just have to sit in front of one of our offices and look at each other in our cars and drink beer or something.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll get together soon. So, but you're still busy taking care of the Blitzers, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Real busy with some interesting calls on COVID virus. Now, this isn't normally something I do, but it is interesting. People that have insurance for business interruption and that COVID has caused their business to be interrupted, as every business has, are having a lot of pushback from the insurance companies paying them for the time they've missed. So any of you Blitzers have that problem? Give me a holler at 713-626-8900. I'll be glad to look at it because I find that very interesting.
Yeah, and I imagine there's a lot of people that are in that boat, and I imagine there's a lot of people having problems with their employers and everything else. And while you know accidents are your big thing, you still do a lot of that kind of stuff.
Right. At this point in my life, I pretty much do what I want to do, and mostly what I do, as you know, 85-90% is helping people that have been hurt in wrecks, various kinds of wrecks, either at a job where they slip and fall or at an explosion in a plant like the ones out in Gesson. We got some folks out there. Or car wrecks, 18-wheeler wrecks, yeah, all that stuff we handle for sure.
Well, the cool thing is if they do have a question about any of this, you don't charge for your consultations. You don't get paid a dime until they win. They need medical help. You're going to take care of that too.
Yeah, that's pretty important, I think, for folks that don't have any money to spend out of their pocket to go see a doctor after they've been hurt. We arrange for them to get the medical treatment without any money out of their pocket up front. And if they need a ride back and forth to get treatment, we'll arrange for an Uber ride for them, too, for sure.
All right. Tell them again how they can get in touch with you.
You can call me at 713-626-8900. Or you can hit me up on the Internet at LawyerDave.com or tweet me at LawyerDaveLaw. Or, Fred, what might they always do?
They can always hit me up via email or Twitter or however, and I will be happy to give them all that information if they can't remember it. If they need a lawyer, what do they do?
They better dial Dave.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.